From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Thursday, December 21st. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says his border state is now using private planes to send migrants to Chicago because of the city's crackdown on migrant buses. A video from the governor's office shows a plane chartered by the Texas Department of Emergency Management leaving El Paso yesterday. It was carrying around 100 migrants and arrived at O'Hare last night. Police are searching for two people wanted for killing a security guard in a Chatham Shopping Center parking lot near 87th and Cottage Grove. We're told the 53-year-old victim was in an argument with a man and a woman before the man pulled out a gun. Police say the suspects drove off in a gray sedan. Hickory Hills police are investigating a possible hate crime for the second time in 2 months. A woman received a threatening letter with the words "final notice" in bold print, warning her again to remove a Free Palestine sign from her front lawn. The Hickory Hills police chief says they're working with the U.S. Postal Service and have increased patrols in the area. The U.S. Department of Education says UIC is one of several schools across the country being investigated for civil rights violations. The agency says it's taking aggressive action to address a rise in Muslim and Arab discrimination, as well as anti-Semitism on college campuses since the Israel-Hamas war began. Back in September, we uncovered a complaint accusing the university of a pattern of censoring and creating a hostile environment for Palestinian American students. According to the CDC, COVID cases are back on the rise in the United States right as we head into the holidays. Health officials say the spike is being driven by the fast-growing subvariant JN1. They're urging Americans to get vaccinated against the flu and RSV as hospitalization rates for both illnesses are surging in many parts of the country. Bally's Casino in River North will soon be extending its operation to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The change is set to go into effect at 8 a.m. next Wednesday. The Bally's temporary location is still the second highest visited casino in the state, but far below the Rivers Casino in Des Plaines. Happy winter solstice. We'll see the shortest amount of daylight this year as temps stay on the mild side for December with highs in the mid-40s. A few showers will develop overnight. For CBS News Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.